Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Ragana Tangvitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitangscha Nama Shrestha Manamati Satchiputra Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Graja Madhupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Giribaramaho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Jasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Garun Tanmatosmi Hare Krishna. Yes, Praman, some question.
Maharaj, question from Pavam Krishna Prabhu. Dandavasti Maharaj. This is from... what's the difference between Krishna of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna of Bhagavatam?
We heard Srila Prabhupada say in the very beginning, when we would read the Krishna book, he'd describe the pastimes of Krishna and his various abodes as perfect, more perfect, most perfect. So, we know really that the Bhagavatam and Guru Maharaj's words given in the beginning of the intro to the Golden Volcano, he's saying it takes us, the Bhagavatam takes us from the domain of word, how do you say, ontology to rasa. So Krishna conception in Srimad Bhagavatam, as it's given, culminates in the 10th canto with the birth of Krishna and his childhood pastimes, Kumar, Poganda, Kishore, pastimes with Kumar, pastimes with Nanda and Yashoda, then Poganda, pastimes with the Gopas, the cowherd boys, and then his Kishore pastimes with the Braja Gopis, which are considered to be the ultimate expression of the sweetness of Krishna, is found there. Nine cantos of prerequisite before entering into this section. As I thought in the beginning, why, when we read Krishna book before we had all of the Bhagavatam, why in the 10th canto? If this is Krishna, why wait? Why not immediately express these things? Because we don't Vikriditam Bradu Viridam Javishnu Shradhan Vito Anushranayad Atabarnayadya Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabdikamam Ridroga Mashu Api Apya Hinoti Acharina Dhira. Like Shiva, unless you become like Shiva, dhira, undisturbed by mundane senses, the objective world, the senses as applied to the objective world, then you cannot properly appreciate the sensuality of the subjective world. What to speak of the supersubjective, the super-super-subjective realm of the Aprakrita Leela of Krishna and Vrindavan with the Brajagopis. There will be the tendency to impose objective experience upon the subjective, and that will be a damaging, like practically permanently damaging to the faith of an aspiring servitor to mistake the ultimate sweetness of the ultimate reality as the mundane lust, kamanda, tama, Krishna Prem Nirmala Bhaskar. Kam, lust, as it's conventionally understood, andatama, Guru Maharaj says, is dense darkness. Prem, Nirmala Bhaskar, pure sunshine. Right? So, dense darkness to dense light. Remember, said, how shall we understand it? Like the poles. North pole, south pole. Polar opposites. So, it bears some similarity, and on account of that, there's a tendency to impose mundane consideration upon the highest, sweetest, ultimate expression. The pastimes are the ultimate expression of the sweet absolute. So therefore, nine cantos prerequisite. Anyway, the first canto, we understand there's some, the declaration is there, what will follow, but it's given in very almost obtuse ontological expression. So Srila Gurudev, he compared these slokas, like janmadyasya yatanvayaditaratas cha arteshu abhigyasvarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsuraya tejo vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trishargo mrisha dāmna svena sadā nirastakuvakam satyam param dīmahi. He said, that's like the dance of elephants. It's astonishing, but you want to watch that from a distance. You're not compelled to come nearer. He said, whereas, same Veda Vyas, to show the poetic skill, in a sense, we can say, Veda Vyas. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Braja Gopis are singing, it's called the Gopi Gita, then the poetic, the meter shifts and the poetic skill and beauty of Veda Vyas comes out in the expression of Braja Gopis. Tava katamritam. Tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasa apaham shravanam mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grananti te burida jana. Then it's coming in another way that's appropriate to the sweetness that's being expressed. Where in the beginning are like solemn ontological declarations about the nature of the supreme reality, the supreme absolute truth, and everything is concentrated and condensed there, but it will spring out over nine cantos. And significantly that Shuddha Bhakti of Prahlad is in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam. Just before that, the sixth, Nama Bhas, Ajamil, and Chitraketu, and so it's moving in this direction. Fifth canto, Rishabh Dev, generic bhakti, but seventh canto, Shuddha Bhakti of Prahlad comes. And then in the eighth canto, we have Vaman Avatar, Vaman Dev, and also then Mohini Murti, the significance of the churning of the Kheer Sagar by the milk ocean, by the devas and asuras. And how much, you know, this has captured the imagination of Southeast Asia, Cambodia, I mean, it's at the Suvarnabhumi airport, when you clear customs, immigration, there's the Kurma avatar and the devas and the asuras, and they're churning the milk ocean right in the airport. Which is a beautiful thing. And this helps us to understand something as well. I'll mention maybe a little later. But then, and the ninth canto, Ambarish Maharaj, and I'm in broad strokes going through that. Then up to Ramachandra, Raghuvamsa, but then 10th canto, the appearance of Krishna. And we know Krishna first appearing in Mathura to Vasudeva and Devaki in his forearm Vishnu form. So really, in one sense, we're speaking here in an analytical way, not Krishna proper, right? Forearm Vishnu form. Devaki pleading with him, Vishwanath says that she's so lost in yoga maya with love for her son, she's thinking, if Kamsa sees she has a four-armed Vishnu form son, then certainly he will try to kill him. But she's not thinking, well, if he's Vishnu, how can Kamsa kill Vishnu? But she's lost in maternal affection, so she's pleading with him to assume the form of a normal baby. And Vishwanath, he always has these dialogues, and Krishna saying, no, Kamsa, he will see my sweetness and beauty and he'll be charmed by that. And Devaki, no, you don't know Kamsa, he will not be charmed by your sweetness. Believe me, take my word for it. That's not going to happen with him. So I'm pleading with you. All right. Hide the two arms, become a human-like child. But still, what we hear from Krishna's appeared, and that actually Yashoda had twins, a baby girl and a baby boy. So when Vasudev gets the inspiration to take Krishna there, told really that Mathura Krishna, he becomes absorbed into Gokula Krishna, who's Swayam Bhagavan. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his song with regard to Mahaprabhu, same thing with Krishna, Avatar Sar. All ete cha angsa kalat pungsa Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. When Suta Goswami thought that, considered there was some possibility in having just described, say, 24 principal avatars, sometimes we hear 10, 24. He's thinking, it's possible the audience may think Krishna is just one on the list, even though he appears in the way that avatars appear within this world, generally through Akira Dakshaya Vishnu. But that can be misleading. So that they not be misled, he summarizes by saying, Ete cha angsa kalak pungsa Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. All these different avatars I've mentioned, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He's the original source of all of them. Just as Brahma declares in the beginning of the Brahma Sangita, Ishvara Parama Krishna. It's actually very simple. And one line immediately telling everything. Ishvara, so often translated as controller, but another synonym for Ishvara is God. The way Westerners God, think of God. So it's telling you, God Supreme Krishna. The Supreme God is Krishna. The God of gods. Deva Deva. There's also a beautiful sloka and the Karnamrita says, Jaya 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 Deva 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 Tribhuvana Mangala Dibhyanamadeya Jaya 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 Deva Krishna Deva Shravana Mananaya Namrita Avatara. That Krishna. So Krishna appears in Gokula, and we know, as we told from past times, Kumar with Nanda and Yashoda, Poganda, the cowherd boys, to Kishore with the Braja Gopis. As Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyay, which pastimes, which form of Krishna, and which rasa, which above, everything. Tell me what you consider, knowing all these different Krishnas, Dwarka Krishna, Mathura Krishna, Gokula Krishna. Right. Which is the highest, the best, the supreme? Like Brahma, it's always the connecting thread is there. Ishvara Parama Krishna. The Supreme God is Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. He is Ananda Murti, he's ecstasy personified, rasa personified. Anadir Adir Govinda, the original of the originals is Govinda, who's the most, shall we say, aesthetically pleasing personality of Godhead. Because he's pleasing, he's the most pleasing, joy inducing, creating, for all the senses, to see, to hear, to touch, to taste, to smell, that is Govinda. He's the ultimate fulfillment of all the senses. The beauty that we want to see and taste, touch, the natural compulsion. Govinda, anadiradi Govinda, sarvakarana karanam. He's the cause of all causes. Janmadyasya yatonda. What did that first? It was there to be extracted, but not. It was not overt. So it appears to be echoing, mirroring what was expressed in the Vedanta, the absolute being, the source from which everything has come. Right? I think, oh, the creator. Krishna is not the creator. Brahma is the creator. creation as a secondary function. That's something I always found very appealing about Krishna conception and Krishna consciousness. Whereas in other theistic systems, there's so much emphasis on God being the creator. He created everything. Like, wow. You know? And then in Krishna conception, it's like, Krishna's got better things to do, more fun things to do. So creation is relegated to secondary concerns. You know, the angsa of an angsa, you know, the part of a part, so far removed from Krishna to Balaram to the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha, the second quadruple, the Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu. Universes are being created, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu entering into them, Kiradakshaya Vishnu. When what is Krishna doing? Playing with the Brajagopis in Vrindavan, so Raghupati Upadhyaya, you know, come prati hatayam ishe sampati patitamayatu. Gopa tanaya kunje gopa viduti vitang brahma. He's saying, who will that Param Brahma, who's, you know, solemnly declared in the Vedas, the Bhagavatam, the Upanishads, Param Brahma. Everyone's searching after the Param Brahma. First, he said, Ahang iha nandam vande yashalande Param Brahma. That Param Brahma that everyone's searching for and wants a connection with. The karmis to get relief from impending karmic reactions, the jnanis, the yogis, everyone, they're searching for the Param Brahma, the Supreme Spirit. It's a big advertisement. Must be something huge and grand. He's saying, but I see the Param Brahma is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. What did he do? Forget all this other stuff. What's the other stuff? The Vedas, the Upanishads, and half a sloka, practically one sloka, you know. But even in a half, he goes from all the possible theistic systems and their possibilities and prospects and how they their presentation and their promise of reward or benefit. And in one bound, he's gone to Raga Bhakti. That's how we can interpret this. To Raga, and not only Raga Bhakti, right to Vatsalya Rasa. Ahangiha nandam vande yashalande varam brahma. How fortunate is not... He's got the Param Brahma crawling in his house. So I want to know, I'm interested in what did he do to get that? These people are searching for the Param. He's got the Parama Brahma wrapped around his finger. It's crawling in his house. And as we hear in the Bhagavatam, Nandakim Akarod Brahman Shreya Eva Mahodaya. And the fortune of Yashoda, even greater. Yashodava Mahabhaga. That means Mahabhaga. Papo yasya stanam hari. He's crawling in Nanda Maharaj's house, courtyard and house, but he's crawling on Yashoda. And then crawling on Yashoda and sucking her breast milk. What is this? See how far it's another realm than all these things about and meditating on the supreme reality and who. That's a wonderful thing, no doubt. But Raghupati Upadhyaya is saying, what did Nanda Maharaj do? What did you say? What are they doing? They've captured Krishna wholesale. So I want to know what their approach is. Then in the Kam Prati Katai Tomi say, so Mahaprabhu say, now you've got my attention. This is wonderful. Anything more? And he's saying, well, actually there's more to say, but is there anybody who could like bear hearing it? Who could digest it? Who could get their head around it? And if there was such a person who had such qualifications, would they believe me? And what is that? Kam prati kataya tami say samprati prati prati namba prati mayatu gopa tanaya kunje gopa viduti vitang brahma. Saying that param brahma sought after by described in the Veda and Upanishad, sought after by the Karmis, Yogis, Jnanis, even the Bhaktas. So everyone's searching for him. What is he doing? He's searching for the Braja Gopis in the Kunja of Vrindavan. Is there anyone that you can tell this to? Is there anyone I could tell this to? And if there was such a person, would they believe me? And Srila Guru Maharaj wrote an article for the Gaudiya Mat, one of their publications in South India, saying that the implication here is that, but now that you've appeared, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will qualify the people to hear. They will hear it and they will believe it through the Krishna consciousness movement. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. It's about the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, and more specifically, this type of Krishna consciousness. Srimati Radharani is not interested in Dwaraka Krishna, as evidenced in the Kurukshetra meeting, right? Kurukshetra, we can sometimes take that as Krishna, Gita Krishna, but did I just see a phantom? No, I'm sorry. Dwaraka Krishna, but we know when Radharani and Brajagopis meet Dwaraka Krishna in Kurukshetra, they're not quoting Gita slokas. In fact, they can't conceal their disappointment. And we should say, I mean, these things are highly contextual, because this is the sort of question that has been asked. So we're not here dismissing, you know, the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. You know, this is within the context of what is sometimes called Gopi Bhav, right? Which is a dangerous thing in the hands of foolish neophytes. But still, one of the first things we heard from the beginning, you know, Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Dilahari Kalola Magno Muhur. It's not that it is being hidden. Told from day one, this is what the Goswamis are doing. They're, you know, listen to the words, Gopi Bhava Rasamrita, Rasamrita, Dilahari, like they're drowning in an ocean of and endless waves of Gopi Bhav. Means the sort of the heart that the gopis have for, what sort of heart, love and affection, it means, do they have for Krishna? What gives us a hint of that? As we're told, remember that Gopi Gita that we said is so sweet, an expression by Veda Vyasa, Atati Atati yadbhavanani kananam tutiryu gayate tamapasatam kutila kuntalam srimukam jate yada udikshitam pakshmakridrisham. All these things are significant, right? So what is the, in this verse, the Vrajagopis, they're cursing Brahma. They think Brahma is stupid. Like sometimes we hear teenage girls, they get together and they're talking about somebody. It might be some big, important person in material estimation. And they go, he's so stupid. And then you think, what are these girls? They're saying, this man, he's like, great thinker, scientist, leader. When they go, he's so stupid, that guy. And they all go, yeah, he's so stupid. So the Vrajagopis, but who are they talking about? Brahma, the creator, he's so stupid. Yeah, how stupid could you be to make eyes that blink? So we're drinking the inconceivable beauty of Krishna, and then the eyes blink. How stupid is that? Doesn't he's supposed to be a creator. Doesn't he know how to make eyes properly? Yeah. So that is gopi bhava. That is their mood, their sentiment. So those who cannot tolerate the blinking of an eye, that amount of separation from Krishna, is intolerable to them, leading them to curse the creator as being a fool and incompetent. They think Brahma is an incompetent fool. After 100 years of separation, to see Krishna in Kurukshetra, but it's Dwarka Krishna, means dressed in the dress of a king, Rajvesh, no flute. Right? Brahma Sangita say, Kataganam Natyagamanam Priya Bangshi Priya Shaki. His dear most friend and companion, the flute, no flute, in the dress of a king, not Gopavesh. Instead of Brindaranya, Vrindavan, what is the environment? Lokaranya, a people forest, a forest of people. In so many ways, they cannot conceal their disappointment with Dwaraka Krishna. Ahuschate nalina nava padaravinde yogeshware hridivichanta magada bodhai samsara kupa patito taranavalambam geham jishamapi manasuriyat sadana. They're saying samsara kupa, they're saying, we're just fallen householders deep in the well of family life and material, you know. But you sent this letter saying we should learn yoga and like how to meditate and things like that. We didn't think that was funny. In fact, it made us angry. You're telling us, the Vrajagopis, like, take up yoga and learn to meditate. God's everywhere. Krishna, how could you do to us? He's saying, God is everywhere. He's in everything. Take up yoga, learn to meditate, and that way. That will never satisfy us. Yoga will never help our condition. They say, you know what we want from you. We want to have a family life with Krishna. Guru Maharaj was so happy when devotees were visiting from the West at his mat. And as they do, from time, they'll say, now we ask this devotee to say something, and you know, the senior devotees. He wanted to hear something from them. So then they asked one lady to say something, one of the lady devotees. And she said, what I like about Krishna consciousness is we're being given a chance to have family life with Krishna. And that captured the heart of Guru Maharaj. And for, you know, 30 years afterwards, he would always quote that, how moved he was to hear her say that. Because for him, that goes to the heart of the matter. So Raghupati Yuvadai told Mahaprabhu, everyone's searching for Krishna. What's Krishna doing? Do you know what he's doing? He's searching for the Braja Gopis in the Kunja of Vrindavan. When Parikshit Maharaj discussed these Sukadev Goswami, we're told Bhagavatam culminates, and particularly Panchadhyaya, these five chapters describing Krishna's Madhura Rasa pastimes with Radharani and Braja Gopis. After the description, Parikshit Maharaj can see these sages are like, you know, and Guru Maharaj said, because for them they're thinking, it's one thing to get our heads around that, like, God is a man, or, you know, human-like. But now you're telling us he's an, and not only a man, but he's an immoral man. Like, that's too much. We can't handle it. It's too much. We can't handle the truth. That's right. Paroksha bhadabedo yam balanam anushasanam. So it's given in incrementally, in installments. But there, bikriditam bhajabhidu viridam divishnu ritual. It's interesting. These are the pastimes of Krishna with the Braja Gopis. So why is Vishnu being mentioned? Vikriditam brajabadu. Vikriditam means not just like playful, but it means it's an allusion to erotic pastimes. Vikriditam brajabadu vir idam cha Vishnu, not Krishna. Here Vishnu has been used. Why? Because in this context means God. Sometimes Vishnu just means God. So they're saying, these are the pastimes of God, of divinity. Right? We told Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme God, who is, he's Govinda. And his pastimes are pratyanga lage khande pratyanga mor, reciprocating every atom of hankering of the soul. Right? Nothing left unattended to. Bhajan tvananya manaso. 24 hours service possible in Madhura Rasa. So anyway, Radharani and Braja Gopi representatives are saying, that, and as given in Mahaprabhu before Jagannath saying, Anyara hridoyaman moraman brindavan. For others, in general, we understand people, their heart and their mind are more or less synonymous. She said, but in my case, my heart and Vrindavan are identical. This is something very mysterious and significant. So we can understand by looking at this from another perspective, saying Vrindavan is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. Radha Padmankitadam Vrindavan Jaranam. Vrindavan proper is the Chinmoy soil that is embellished with the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. What is Vrindavan without Radharani? Even Chandravali acknowledges, without Radharani, there's no hope of Krishna ever returning. And see, what is her standard after 100 years separation? There's Krishna before her. You think, wow, this is great. Everybody, you know, have a party and they'll now dance in ecstatic celebration. What Radharani think? Who is this? Where'd you get these clothes? Krishna's so embarrassed. Yeah. Dressed as a king. Where's your flute? Krishna doesn't have his flute. What? What kind of Krishna is that without a flute? No, not our Krishna. Our Krishna. Sometimes Radharani calls a general meeting like Ishtagosti with the Braja Gopis. and says, you know, we've been having a lot of trouble recently. There's some problems here. And she's saying, and I think I know what the root cause of our problems. Everyone, very, oh, what is that? And the gopis are really having a lot of difficulties and problems are occurring. And she says, I know what our problem is. And they go, what? What? And she said, the flute. It's the flute. That's the cause of all this problem, this madness. We're running madly. It's this flute. So what we have to do, our strategy will be, we have to somehow take the flute away from Krishna. And if we can get the flute away from Krishna, then we can have some peace in our lives. All our problems will vanish. That, they say, in the sweetness of their divine madness. But then to see their beloved Krishna absent his flute, how disappointing is that? Instead of the Shyama Goparoop, the Gopa, his cowherd dress, beautiful, dressed like a king, and no Jamuna, no Vrindavan, none of these things. Like Yakkumara Hara Sloka. This is, and think about it, this is the zenith point of separation. So Srila Guru Maharaj's summary, or his sutra-like summary of this, is to say, service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. So since separation has reached its zenith point, Radharani is in the greatest necessity of assistance from her servitors at this time. But lest she get the wrong idea, Krishna says, Mayi bhaktirhi bhutanam amritattvaya kalpate dishtya madashin matsneho bhavatinam marapana. Saying, everyone, like Raghupada Yubhadaya is saying, searching for me, karmis, jnanis, yogis, bhaktas, and if they get me, it's like Guru Maharaj says in the, they consider themselves, they hit the jackpot. Deva siddha mukta jukta bhakta brinda banditam papu tapa dava daha dava dukha kanditam Krishna nama siddhu dama danya dana sagaram prema dama deva meva. In the case of Gaurasundar, but similar. So Krishna says, everyone's searching for me. If they get me, they consider that's their good fortune. He said, but I consider it my good fortune that I'm the object of your heart's love and affection. That's my greatest wealth, is the love that you possess in your heart for me. I'm the object of that love and affection. How fortunate I am. And who are the hearts he's addressing? The heart of Srimati Radharani and her friends and assistants. Krishna is saying, that is my good fortune. And don't take it in the wrong way, but I had some service to do to others. I'll be back in Vrindavan soon. And then Radharani is telling Braja, she's very happy to hear this, that another, Krishna is saying, I never forget you. And he says something mysterious too. He's saying, by the mercy of Vishnu, I visit you every day. So one could think, oh, so Dwarka Krishna, he sends a Vishnu expansion to Vrindavan? That's not what he's saying. He's saying, actually, I never step out of the soil of Vrindavan because that is the heart of Srimati Radharani. But it's Dwarka is an expansion of mine, Dwarka Krishna. Right. So I'm always with you. Only apparently there's some separation. Why? To increase the intensity of our love and affection for one another. It's so much more tasteful. Bahye Bishajalahoy, Bhitare Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit, identified by Kaviraj Goswami, saying like, this is the most wonderful characteristic, astonishingly wonderful characteristic of Krishna Prem. In separation takes the heart, penetrates a deeper region of heart and yields a superior substance. It penetrates a deeper region of heart and yields a superior prem, separation. And it appears as if the devotee externally is suffering from the effects of cobra venom, snake bite. Sometimes we hear the snake bite of separation, sarp biraha. While internally relishing some strange, peculiar nectarine substance. So Radharani is very happy, knowing like, he's ours, he's always been ours. I have his personal guarantee and reassurance. He will be appearing in Vrindavan soon, so we can happily return. But before going, we're told the queens of Dwarka and others, they've heard so much about this Rasa Leela that they would like to see that. So Srimati Radharani and the Brajagopi, they have a Rasa Leela performance for the Dwarka queens, and everyone else assembled there. Everyone is astonished and happy. And Guru Maharaj said, but after all of that and so much praise, Radharani says, this is nothing. You should see the original. So her position is consistent throughout. This is nothing. You should see the original. And the original can only be seen in Gokula Vrindavan. So they accept no substitute. Not Narayan, not even Dwarka Krishna is an acceptable substitute for the Brajagopis. We know in the poetry of Rupa Goswami telling that when Krishna plays a trick on the Brajagopis, they're searching for him. Krishna, always hiding from them to increase their loving sentiments. You think, why is Krishna so cruel? No, the fact is Krishna is addicted to a particular type of prem that only is expressed when the heart is plunged into the depths of separation. Then it yields that substance that Krishna is addicted to. And they're searching for him. And they see him in the kunja and approach, and then Krishna pushes out two more arms, and they see, much to their disappointment, Narayan. And they're like, Om Namo Narayan. Have you seen Krishna? I mean, you're supposed to be omniscient. You should know where he is. That's their interest. But why Krishnamoyi, Srimati Radharani, known as Krishnamoyi? Krishna tries to play the same trick on Radharani and cannot. When she looks at him, the extra two arms vanish, and he can only be Shyamasundara Krishna. He's compelled, controlled by her vision. That's how great Srimati Radharani is. So, those are very high things. We're not qualified to speak about it. But just to make the point, in this context, when not to speak dismissively of, you know, Gita Krishna and Dwarka Krishna, but from the perspective of the Braja Gopis, there is no substitute for Vrindavan Krishna. Right. Vrajendra Kumar, Nanda Kishore. How was the question stated?
Krishna of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Oh, yes. So, really, the Krishna of the Gita is within the Bhagavatam, because the Bhagavatam, after Vrindavan pastimes, goes to Mathura, to Dwarka. So, it's all there. But when we say Krishna of the Bhagavatam, if we mean really the culmination and the highest expression of the sweet absolute, the sweetness of Krishna expressed to its greatest intensity and magnitude, that Krishna is in the Bhagavatam. And otherwise, as Guru Maharaj's Gita was saying, hidden treasure of the sweet absolute. This aspect is hidden there in Gita, not expressed overtly. It's another situation. It's not Vrindavan, it's Kurukshetra, battle of Kurukshetra. Arjuna has a particular necessity. And it's there to give, again, it has to deal with level of interpretation, but the general teachings are there. And then it goes very high and very specific through interpretation. But Hare Krishna. Hey. No. Only through deep level interpretation can this the sweet aspect of Krishna be detected there. Any other question?
Another question from Pavan Krishna Prabhu. In Sri Guru and His Grace, Srila Guru Maharaj said, the substance should always be given a higher value than the form. First, understand the degree of purity in Krishna consciousness. The followers of form are only imitationists. They want only to exploit Mahaprabhu and not to serve Him. So the question is, what does degree of purity in Krishna consciousness mean?
Means going from the general to the specific. Just as we're talking here, you see, the Braja Gopis, there is no substitute for Krishna for them. There is no substitute for Mahaprabhu. When Balabhacharya is telling Mahaprabhu that he can give many interpretations for many names of Krishna, right? And Mahaprabhu, his answer is cryptic when he says, I only know two names of Krishna, Yashoda Nandan and Shyamasundar. So we think, it can't be possible that he only knows two names of Krishna. But that's what he says. But it's like, it points to a particular quality, right? So when he says, I only know this, Yashoda Nandan and Shyama Sundar. Just like back to the Raghupati Upadhyaya, you know, Nanda, Yashoda Nandan, and what? Shyama Eva Param Rupam Puri Marupuri Bara Kaishoram Dayam Adirasa Raso Para. You think? Shyama Eva Param Rupam. This is the supreme form of Krishna. Shyama Sundar. Madhupuri. Madhu, the sweetness. Madhupuri means Mathura, but includes Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radha Kunda. Supreme age of Krishna, Kishore. And the supreme rasa, Adi rasa, Mukya rasa, Madhura rasa. Janmadyasya, Janmadi, Vishnu saying, and that's from which everything is coming. So when we say degree of purity means with that substance, as Guru Maharaj has already said, form and substance. The formal aspect, sometimes you'll say, those who worship the form, they are idolaters. The form absent the substance. What is the title that we've used to... for these presentations, dive deep into reality. So as Guru Maharaj said, there's gradation in everywhere and everything. So degree of purity. Swayam Bhagavan is at the right hand of Srimati Radharani, not other gopis, not Dwarka Krishna, not Rama of Ayodhya, not Vaikuntha Narayan. So that's in the world of substance. And we should remember that in the realm of substance, the substance is expressed in the swarup or the form. Because once when Guru Maharaj presented with on a similar point, he reminded the devotees, lest they be misled. He said, in Vrindavan, form and substance are one. So I say, Muktiradvanyata Swarupena Viva. The swarup is the form expression of the love and devotion of the Krishna Prem. There's no, it's seamless. That's what Guru says, the real meaning of Kaivalya, oneness. So, Guru Maharaj is alluding to those who give lip service to the teachings of Mahaprabhu. And we've seen this in our own practical experience, those who, they give some perfunctory recognition of Mahaprabhu and then try to go deep into Krishna Leela. It's a fault. It's a flaw in their thinking and their approach. As Guru Maharaj said, plodding in the mud of misunderstanding, thinking they are swimming in the divine waters of Radha Kunda. Everything is gradation. Look at the works that Guru Maharaj derives his ontological method from, by his own admission. Ramananda Sambhad. That's Iho Bahya Agi Kahuhar, is dive deep into reality. Gradation. Brihad Bhagavatamritam is gradation. The Upadeshamritam, gradation. Vaikuntha Janitobara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavad. But Rupa Goswami Gurumaya said, he leapt from Vaikuntha to Vrindavan, bypassing everything else along the way. Vaikuntaj janito bara marupuri tatrapi rasotsavad. So not to think offensively about the liberated section, but even there is gradation. Why do we have attributions like Shuddha Bhakti? Because there's Karma Misra Bhakti, Jnana Misra Bhakti, before we get to Jnana Shunya Bhakti. Oh. The goldsmiths, the gold shops in India, Bengal, very often they have a name like Lucky Narayan Babu, you know, and Lucky being, you know, a Bengalized version of Lakshmi, because they drop some of the syllables, so it's L-A-K-H-I. Lucky Narayan, like Lakshmi Narayan, you know, gold shop. And you bring them there your gold coin or gold or whatever it is. And what do? They put it under fire. And momentarily, it's covered in black soot. I remember the first time I saw this, I was like, you know, because what it's doing is they're burning away the impurities. That's why the thing is called the touchstone. To take it and then touch it to that stone, they make a mark there, and then they can identify its purity, whether it's 12 carat, 14, 18, 20, 22, 24. But momentarily it's covered in soot. So I like to tell that motto from the fire chief in San Francisco, and the way it said, a few lines from a poem, their firefighter, and said, by fire shall hearts be proven, lest virtue's gold grow dim. So what is that? The fire of separation we just spoke of. That's the ultimate fire. Everyone said, sweet fire. But that's the test. How one will stand in separation from Krishna, from Guru, that'll be the test of their purity. And we see they're no more outstanding examples than Srimati Radharani and Braja Gopis. So as we mentioned, seventh canto, there's Shuddha Bhakti begin, Prahlad Maharaj. But then there, as we look in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Sanatan Goswami Puru, the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya, he's showing the gradation. Where Prahlad is appreciating, because it was Shiva, when Narada praised Brahma, Karma Misra Bhakti, he deferred him to Shiva. And this, because Shiva, Bhog Shiva, Tyag Shiva, Bhakta Shiva, here, Tyag Shiva, that Jnana Misra Bhakti. And Shiva deferred to Prahlad, the beginning of Shuddha Bhakti. Prahlad said, but I'm really in a passive position, my sort of remembrance. I admire Hanuman. He's always faithful. Is the Asraya Vigraha of Dasya Rasa, faithfully serving Ramachandra, can't be broken under any circumstance, that allegiance, his fidelity. I appreciate Hanuman. He approaches Hanuman, and what does Hanuman say? Everything you say is true, but I'm here suffering in separation from Lord Ram, and I heard my Lord Ram appeared recently as Krishna, and such pastimes he's having with the Pandavas, Narada, then let's go. And he said, no, no, they wouldn't want a monkey there. Don't fit their pastime. You go. And Narada praising Pandavas so much, and Yudhisthira's like, well, I see things a little differently than you. I think when people see our pastimes with Krishna, unless they're Kunti Devi, they're probably going to get discouraged and think, being a devotee of Krishna means a lifetime of trouble. Look at the Pandavas. So our pastimes will discourage people from taking up Krishna consciousness. Narada, of course, said, no, I don't think so. Devotee always defeating devotees. He's saying, no, the message is that when you're pursuing Krishna consciousness, sometimes you're in trouble, then Krishna will come and save you. That's the message of your pastime. So devotees can be very hopeful. And then you say that, but is Krishna here? No, he's with the Yadavas and Dwaraka. Each time going higher, higher, and they go there in the Sunadharma assembly, and they're all staring at one doorway, the doorway through which Krishna comes every day. Just think about that for a moment. If you knew there was this door that Krishna comes through every day at 9 o'clock, you can imagine what it would be like to be assembled on the other side of that door, waiting. So they're all staring at you're talking about meditation. So they're all staring at a doorway. Learn to do that. Right? Doorway meditation. Right? Now they're staring, transfixed, and then what is the problem? Krishna, he's late on this particular day. And they're saying, Narada's praising them, they're saying, you're praising us so much, but look, we're on this side of the door. Uddhava, the best of us, he's on the other side of the door with Krishna. That way, just like in the Bhagavatam, the position of Uddhava is established. And then what happens? Just like in the Bhagavatam, and it happens twice in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, this story comes. When they finally get to Uddhava, natata priyatama atma yonir na shankara, na cha sankarsana na sri naiva atma cha yathabhavan, whom Krishna says, more dear to me than self-born Brahma, Shiva, Sankarsan, Lakshmi, more dear to me than my own self is Uddhava. So that puts Uddhava on a pedestal in the preeminent position to express what is his opinion about who possesses the greatest degree of purity and who are the ultimate devotees. And what does that Uddhava say? Asamaho charanarenu jashamahangsham brindavane kimapi gumalatosa dinam yaddushtajam swajanam arjapatam chahitva bejur mukunda parivim shrutibir brimigram. Saying the Vedas, they're just the shrut, they're indicating the direction. That's the best they can do. They later apologize when they participate in the sweet pastimes, Madhura Rasa, but they're saying, we didn't know this sort of sweetness was possible. Oh, what have we done with it? We're just generally appealing and pointing in a particular direction. We should have been more explicit about that. But Krishna, no, it's okay. Systematically, incrementally, to approach that plane. It's all perfect. But that Uddhava saying, and seeing, witnessing the greatness of Srimati Radharani and Braja Gopis, he doesn't foolishly, voyeuristically envision himself as becoming such a super servitor, like the misled neophytes and sahajiyas of this world, saying, oh, so easy. Right? Vedeshu durlabham, adurlabham, very rarely achieved. This is also giving at the end of Upadeshamritam of Rupa Goswami. What a rare achievement that ultimate plane is, even for super devotees. So how does Uddhava couch his aspiration? Vrindavane kamapi gulma latosa. Gulma, lata. I want to be like a creeper, a flower, a plant. What, in essence, what is he saying? I seek an atomic presence in that plane. Whereby, which what? When Radha, Padman, Kitadam, Vrindavan, when Radharani and Brajagopis are moving in the plane of service, some dust from her holy lotus feet will come upon my head, thereby consecrating my existence. He's who is intimately familiar with the queens of Dwarka. He's good friends with Nard Rishi. They know everything about everyone. And they don't see this level of purity in anyone with the exception of Srimati Radharani and the Brajagopis. So it goes from this plane, it can be analyzed in various ways, all the way up to the highest plane. But Sanatana Goswami, he is the expert in that regard, and he presented all these things in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Hare Krishna.